Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our Pillai Center podcast. Enlightened Master Dr. Bhaskaran Pillai says that phases of the moon are very important time frames that come with certain energy patterns, and recognizing the power of these phases can help us in our daily lives. Let's listen now to more information from Dr. Pillai.
There are rituals on a monthly basis, and these are based on the phases of the moon. The phases of the moon are very important time frames that comes with certain energy patterns. For instance, the new moon is the time for connecting with the archetypes of gods and angels that give you transcendence as samadhi experience, or something that can take you out of the mind and give you a divine experience. During the new moon, what happens is there is minimum or no moon at all. And the absence of the moon's energy is considered favorable for the mind to go into a quiet state. Otherwise, the mind will be very, very active. So the mind and the moon are very connected. That's why there is this expression, lunacy. Lunacy is created by the lunar energy, which is the energy of the moon. And if you are really alert, you can understand that this is the case. Similarly, the full moon. Full moon is the moon to get involved in acts of prosperity, the opposite, to get involved in the mundane world and then ask for material blessings, and you have that energy. So anything to do with starting a new business or buying clothes or houses and things like that and praying for that would be appropriate for that time, because that time is very conducive for those activities. The 11th moon is good for, again, prosperity. Conflict resolutions would be 6. That's not here, but I told them to include it when I showed this list to me. So if you ask me, as I have just said in the beginning, which is more important, meditation or doing the rituals, I would say doing the rituals is much more important, because they are attempts to bring the divine to you through a technology. And the technology is using just a water or a sound, or the lamp you lit is the connection to the divine. So you have in every tradition the lamp lit. Although it is daytime, they still light it. Why? Because the light can travel faster. And that is in a connection with the divine. Whether it is Moses talking to God or any other prophet, that God appears as just like light. So light is medium through which you connect. That's why the fire rituals are important means for people to connect with that. And how to do these things are in Google search. Then, what are the rituals for the different moon phases? How do I do the ritual for this sun or the moon or the 9 planets? They will tell you, when you do it, you can do it yourself. And that will be very beneficial to you. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope to see you again for another inspiring episode of our Pillai Center podcast. Until we meet again, God bless.